This is the Integration Tools Podcast, Episode 4, for the weekend is Saturday, February 5th, 2011. The Integration Tools Podcast is sponsored by Bequam, Inc., consulting on data as a service. Contact sales at bequam.com or Twitter at Bequam, Inc. Products, news, and events related to integration tools. Burlington, Massachusetts, January 4th, 2011. Expressor Software announced the general availability of Expressor 3.0 Community Edition. This is a free version of the company's new data integration application, Expressor Studio. London, UK and Santa Clara, California, February 2, 2011. Pervasive Software releases Pervasive Data Rush 5. This goes to every node in a Hadoop cluster and has parallel development environments for Java, Python, JRuby, and Scala. Bedford, Massachusetts, January 31, 2011, Progress Software, makers of the Sonic ESB, introduced the next-generation APAMA Capital Markets Foundation 2.1. This provides enhanced support for e-commerce, trading, risk surveillance, and other application. Research news. Redwood City, California, February 1, 2011. A survey reveals that more than half of healthcare companies do not protect their patient data. This is a survey sponsored by Informatica Corporation, and it finds that outsourcing and cloud computing increase the security risk, and the healthcare industry is disillusioned with data protection goals for their test and development environments, as an example. U.S. government news. Cary, North Carolina, February 1, 2011. Autonomic Resources completed a BI integration for the National Institute of Food and Agriculture using Jaspersoft, Infobright, and Talend. Upcoming events. TDWI World Conference, the winter, February 13th through 18th, 2011, at Caesars Palace in Las Vegas, Nevada. This has been the Integration Tools Podcast, sponsored by Bequam, Inc. Contact sales at bequam.com. or Twitter at Bequam, Inc. I'm Carl Walker, and I'll talk to you next week.